Hey, Nugget fans, this is Coach Bowen of the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back to The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. Joining me, as he does right around this time every Wednesday. We're a little late today, Mark. Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. Mark, my friend, always great to catch up with you.
Good to be on with you. Well, it must have been very important.
There's nothing more important than talking to you, my friend. but I tell you, we're navigating through. We had another CSU player. I know CSU is blasphemy to say that word in front of you, Mark, but yeah. Another transfer situation. So that's tough to navigate through. And I guess this is the day and age we're in where anytime you see a player or a handful of players enter the transfer portal, your immediate reaction is going to be what's going on with the program when it could just be a playing time situation.
Well, there is that. And then when you've got, you know, a season. Lloyd Murray Jr. just jumped into transfer portal for the Buffaloes here last couple of days.
Yeah,
and you know, he wasn't playing a lot, so there is that. What I don't understand about guys jumping in the middle of the season is where are you going, right?
Right.
So if you're in a circumstance where you're trying to get yourself better so you can play, and you jump in the middle of the season and then give up all those practice reps and everything for the remainder of the season so that you can go someplace else. I guess I just don't understand that. It doesn't make any sense to me. I get it if you get through a season. I used to have a rule for my kids. They always had to do something, right? And they couldn't quit in the middle of it. You had to finish the semester, the season, whatever it was, and then you can jump. And so I don't understand the mindset of that. If it's me, I'm thinking, okay, I probably don't want to stay at this institution, but I'm going to get everything I can out of my preparation, getting better, getting stronger, taking reps, all those different things, and get to the end of the season, and then I'll find someplace new to play. So, yeah, I guess I just don't understand that, what's going through the mind of young people. But then again, I'm not a young person.
Yeah, well, and like I said, there's a lot to it. You and I have had several conversations about the portal and all the new stuff going on with college football, and my goodness, we might have a lot of conversations about the conference realignment and all this stuff happening. I can't keep up with it anymore, man. It's fun. It's fun to talk about, but there's just so much happening every day.
It's nuts. You know, we just saw, was it yesterday when the news came out about CSU and Air Force maybe going to the AAC and that whole deal. And then I just saw something with the Labor Relations Board coming out with some statement about college athletes and employees. And Dan Wetzel was just pontificating about this and what that would mean if they're employees and are going to be paying taxes. And this whole thing is just getting crazy out there right now. And, you know, you've heard me say this before. When it's all said and done, and who knows when that's going to be, I'm not sure it's going to be better off for the student-athlete. I think there are going to be some people who are going to make money. Always follow the money. And no matter what topic you're talking about, Brady, always follow the money and find out who's behind a lot of these things. For example, when Northwestern a few years ago, two, 3 years ago, was talking about unionizing, there was some lawyer, had no connection to Northwestern, but he was kind of behind this thing, and he was kind of pushing the levers on it. There's always something going on behind the scenes, and when it's all said and done, this thing's going to change markedly, and I'm going to, you can hit the tape right now, play it back for me in 5 years. I don't think it'll be better for the student-athletes. It'll alter the game. Some people will benefit, no doubt about that. I don't think it's going to be better for student-athletes.
Well, and when you look at the conference realignment stuff, too, we know what that's about. You know, ultimately, that's about getting better, bigger TV deals. And you're talking about a lot of teams just jumping laterally, too, from one group of five to another group of five. Like, I don't understand it. Are we going to get to the point someday where it's – I mean, we had a CBS correspondent on months ago that was like, hey, I think it's just going to be – you know, four monster conferences with 16 teams per conference, and then that's the way it is, and the rest are out left in the cold. They've got to figure something else out.
Yeah, I think there's a lot to that. You and I have talked about that many times. I've always, you know, the number I was told years ago at the top, you know, 65 or 70. So whatever that looks like, that's going to happen. And I think what we're talking about with CSU and with Air Force and everybody else from Group of Five conferences, everyone's trying to position themselves to be in a position that when it does split, you can hopefully be on the side that goes and creates that larger organization, whatever that's going to be. And so this is, right now, this is all about positioning. Everyone's trying to figure out where's the, you know, it's a game of musical chairs, Brady, and everyone wants to make sure when the music stops, they've got someplace to sit, and it's going to get real interesting.
That's a great way to put it, too. Musical chairs. That's kind of how it feels. Yep. All right, let's head over to the Buffs and talk about, you know, what's going on with the Buffs at this situation. Offense looked a little better against Arizona State, but I know way far away from what they want to look like overall.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, was it better? Yeah, they ran the ball more effectively, and I think that was something. In regards to the passing game, they passed for 67 yards. Right now, through four games, I was given this by a member of the media just yesterday, the Colorado Buffaloes are on pace to become the first team to, again, you're only four games in, so you're a third of the way through the season. If this continued at this rate, you'd be the only team that in the history of college football, modern era, that threw the ball a minimum of 20 times a game and averaged under 100 yards passing per contest. Now, academies do that all the time, but they only throw the ball four or five times a game. So think about that for a second. That's an inept and very ineffective passing game. When you're throwing 20 passes or more a game and you're not averaging over 100 yards passing, and that's kind of where things are right now for Colorado. So did they try and get more creative last week? I think they did. I mean, they did a few things that they were trying to. They ran the quarterback a little bit more. You know, they ran a jet sweep or two. They had some screens in there. They were trying to do a couple of things like that to, you know, somehow kickstart this whole thing. But when you looked at the ultimate numbers, when it was all said and done, it didn't get the job done. Now, they ran for 183 or 184 yards, whatever it was, so that was effective. They're going to have to keep doing that. But, you know, at some point in time, they've got to start throwing the football because as good as the defense is, and unless you're just going to switch to, you know, the option like Air Force or Army or something like that and just, you know, run for 300 yards a game, this just isn't going to cut it. You're not going to win games at a high level.
Well, and you know, with going up against USC, I know that there's a lot of Buffs fans right now that are kind of pressing that panic button, which is unfortunate because, Mark, the defense has looked pretty good for the most part, and I think we talked about it with that Minnesota game. It's like, you know, over time, you know, stop after stop after stop, if you're out there so much, you're eventually going to wear down. And defensively, yeah, 35 points, you look at that and you think that's bad, but when you watch these full games, I mean, defensively, they are keeping games close.
No, that defense is good enough to win football games. There's no doubt about it. Now, are they the 85 Bears? No, they're not the 85 Bears. But I'm not even sure they're the 2016 Colorado Buffaloes, which had one of the better defenses in school history. But it is a solid defense made up of a lot of young guys. So you feel real good about what's going on that side of the ball. You know, when you boil it down on the offensive side, and I know, you know, coaches don't want to talk about this, they don't want to admit this, it really comes down to quarterback play. I mean, it's as simple as that. Because yes, there were passes dropped. There was the third down situation. Montana Lemonius Craig should have caught the ball. It should have been a first down on a throw from Brandon Lewis. But he didn't, okay? That's going to happen on occasion. We understand that. Drops happen every once in a while, as disappointing as they are. But right now, everything's coming out a count slow and many times a step behind. And that's affecting a passing game. And so, you know, it's got to be addressed. They're working with Brendan Lewis. I was kind of shocked we didn't see Drew Carter on Saturday down at Arizona State. Mm. I thought that there was an opportunity late in the ball game to put him in just to see. You know, and this is the issue that becomes, I think, for CU fans right now. There's a frustration out there. I get it. Believe me, I'm hearing from all of them. And there's an option out there right now. And that now, whether it's perceived or whether it's real, Drew Carter's an option. And the fact that there hasn't been an opportunity or at least a decision made to put him in still leaves that fairy tale out there. I mean, it's like the backup quarterback. We always love the backup quarterback, right? And then you put the backup quarterback or the starter gets hurt and the backup has to start and you go, oh, man, we didn't want to see any more of that. So as long as there is that perceived option out there and lack of production, there's going to be frustration out there. And you know, the thing about it is from Carl Durrell's standpoint that he's got to be careful about is that can begin to bleed throughout the team. And then what happens? You get unhappy wide receivers that go back to what we started this conversation talking about. I mean, you know, obviously you're like, well, if I can't get the ball, I don't want to be a wide receiver in an offense, I can't get the ball, then maybe I need to go someplace else.
Yeah, it's an interesting conversation for sure. I think when there's a bad team, the backup quarterback's always the most popular guy, right?
Sure.
And then I don't know if the Buffs are a bad team. I know the offense is bad right now, but the defense, like you said, the defense is good enough to win games. What time does everything get started for you guys going up against USC this weekend? And yeah, we'll see if maybe this offense can take another step forward.
Well, you'd like to hope so. Anyway, it's an early game. It's a 12 noon game, so we hit the air at 10 o'clock, and you can pick it up on, you know, the Colorado Football Network in Denver. It's on KOA and the Varsity Network app and SiriusXM 197 and all over the place. So, yeah, we're keeping our fingers crossed because if this – and this doesn't have to be the greatest show on turf here. I mean, it doesn't have to be the best offense of all time. It just has to be solid. And I think if this was a solid offense right now, you'd be talking about, at the very minimum, I believe, a 3-1 football team. And not a 1-3 football team. And so they've just got to find some offensive productivity.
Yeah, no question about it, Mark. My friend, appreciate you as always. We'll be looking out for you. And, yeah, we'll see what happens against a USC team. You know, they're looking to kind of find their way, too, after a loss to Oregon State. So this should be an interesting game.
Here's something to think about for this game this weekend. You've already got Sam Noyer, who was the second-team All-Pac-12 selection a year ago. He's benched at Oregon State, right? There is a chance that Keenan Slovis, they've had some issues there. You could have the first and second team quarterbacks of last year both benched not even halfway through the following season. It's really an odd deal, and they've got their coaching situation, and they've got their own problems. So, listen, neither the Buffs are feeling sorry for the Trojans nor the Trojans for the Buffaloes coming into this one, I guarantee you.
Yeah, there's blood in both waters, I suppose. We'll see who takes care of it. Appreciate you, Mark, and we'll look forward to catching up with you next week.
All right, buddy. See you.
All right, Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. Hey, if there was a weekend to get it right for the Buffs, it's go up against USC. It's like a dumpster fire right now. So that might be just what the doctor ordered. All right, we'll wrap up the first hour of the show. A lot to get to. We got to talk our Power to Play Sports poll question. Do the Nuggets have enough on that roster right now to win a title this season? That's the Power to Play Sports poll question. We'll be right back. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Northern Colorado's voice and your home for the Denver Broncos is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.